Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, the EU is weighing a ban on the use of ethanol as an active ingredient in products like hand sanitizers over fears around cancer risks. An internal recommendation by one of the working groups in the European Chemicals Agency flagged ethanol as a toxic substance which increases the risk of cancer and pregnancy complications. And it said it needed to be replaced in cleaning products and other items that are used in healthcare settings in the main. Andy Bounds is EU correspondent with the Financial Times. And Andy has been writing about this. Good morning, Andy.
Morning, Claire.
Thanks for joining us on this morning. Now, not to frighten people, it's an alcohol-based cleanser. They're authorised as safe here and in the EU. They have been on the World Health Organization's essential medicines list since the 1990s. So they have been used in a very widespread way, haven't they?
They have indeed. And I must admit, when I first was told about this story, I did check the calendar to make sure it wasn't April the 1st, because we've all been through the pandemic where we were told to use hand sanitizer frequently, and many of us probably still do. So I was surprised to find that this was happening, actually. Yeah.
So what is happening, or why was the alarm sounded about ethanol now?
Well, what happens is regularly the EU will look at the list of chemicals and see, especially in what they call biocides, which are, you know, bacteria killing applications, and see if they're safe, which I guess is a prudent thing to do. Now, the question with ethanol is, so it came up for its sort of regular review, and the people on this expert committee, who are from the member states, the 27 member states of the union, seem to have assessed evidence of the harm that ethanol can do if you drink it. And they've used that to say that, you know, it's a carcinogen, it could affect pregnant women, the child they could have, and therefore it's, should be classified as such.
Oh, so if you drink it, there's a problem, but if you use it on your hands, is there an issue?
Well, there aren't that many studies which say what happens, but, you know, from long experience, especially in the healthcare industry, you know, nurses will use sanitizer, you know, constantly during the day. And there haven't been any great studies that show this causes any significant harm. I mean, the alternative, which would be soap, actually, you know, if you wash your hands too many times with soap, it does start to sort of affect your skin and can be uncomfortable. And I mean, there was a great stat I was given by a hospital person who said, during a normal operation in a hospital, if you were to use soap instead of hand sanitizer, the healthcare staff would be spending half their time washing their hands.
So the healthcare industry and the representatives that you spoke to, are they very concerned about this, that it might be banned and the implications for them?
They are concerned, because what would replace it would be other possible alcohol-based sanitizers. But some of these possible replacements can be more toxic in other ways. So that would be a problem. And also, if it becomes a candidate for substitution, then if you were to say, well, you can look around and say, well, look, there's nothing else we could use. Mm-hmm. And then you could have a derogation, as it's called. But that's a very bureaucratic process. There's a time limit on it. So you would effectively, you know, potentially reduce the amount of hand sanitizer around and how it can be used. And we all know hospital-related infections are still killing thousands of people, you know, in many countries every year.
So this decision on ethanol in the EU will be made by the Commission, will it, ultimately?
Yes, that's the key thing. So the recommendation will be made. It's gone to the sort of top level of the European Chemicals Agency. If they decide later in November, that this should be classed as a carcinogen, then the European Commission will look at it. So they have the recommendation. They don't have to back it. I've not yet had any great indication from which way the Commission will go. I think there's a debate going on, you know, where some people say, look, this, you know, we can't do this. Others will say, well, let's look at the evidence first. So it's not guaranteed that it will be banned, but, you know, it's definitely likely. And the industry is sort of mobilizing. They've got a sort of campaign, hands up, I think, for ethanol. And you know, you'll probably be hearing more and more about it over the next few weeks as the campaign cranks up and doctors and nurses get involved.
Well, from your reporting of it, what's your sense of the strength of that campaign pushing back against this possible or potential ban?
I mean, I think it will be fairly strong because, as I say, a lot of healthcare professionals are genuinely worried about this. I mean, there's always going to be industry lobbying on some of these things. The other point that was made to me, which is quite interesting, that ethanol is very easy to make from anything. You know, so you can distill it from all sorts of things like wood and so on. So if you remember during the pandemic, a lot of factories were told, you know, stop making what you do make, even breweries, you know, start making ethanol so we can make more hand sanitizer. And that was easily done. Now, that's much harder to do with these replacement subjects. So if there was to be another pandemic where, you know, we needed vast quantities of hand sanitizer and cleaning products, and these are used in the agriculture industry as well, you know, and around hospitals in floor cleaning and so on. So it would leave a huge gap.
Yeah, but there is a derogation plan, though, isn't there? Like, if it was listed as a toxic substance, there would be specialist companies that can say, well, we are applying for a derogation. Would they get it?
Well, again, it's uncertain, you know, so you can apply. You that obviously takes time. I'm told that you would have to possibly apply, for example, hospital by hospital. You know, for this derogation, and then it would be time limited at 5 years. So it's, you know, not a particularly elegant solution.
So the manufacturer would apply for a derogation, but then the healthcare organization or hospital, as you say, they would also have to apply for a derogation to use it.
Yeah, I believe that's right. You know, it's sort of assessed on a case-by-case basis. You'd have to explain what the situation is and why you need this and why it can't be substituted with something else. And of course, if the market shrank, you know, many manufacturers might move on to making other things instead. Mm-hmm. You know, if there's not a market to sell
and then is there an added complication here because of Brexit? I mean, you could be taking a bath in the stuff in the UK.
Well, indeed. I mean, you know, with that open border as well on the island, maybe we'll be seeing, you know, hand sanitizer flooding south. You know, if people want to get their hands on it, the UK does not have to follow this, whatever ruling that does come.
Andy, we'll leave it there for now, but thank you very much for your time. Andy Bounds, EU correspondent with the Financial Times.